Chaka Remix.
Power in your speaker. 91.3 FM.
What it is, Delaman Sinanga, Double HP, Power FM. Feel the power on the hour. Hala front. Representing to the fullest, on and off, say this is Kishan the Dancer, Daddy! And you're listening to Power FM, 100% Z and Afro, hit all day, don't
you? What's good, this is Kunkiani the Jedi, you're listening to Power FM, LSK 91.3, what's good?
Yes, yes, yo, the name is King LSK, the King of the South. Mwami wabu jundu, baragombe, yobo, baliga. You're now listening to Part FM, LSK, 91.3. We outside.
Ziggity, ziggity, ziggity. Mommy got you feeling billiga, billiga, billiga day. It's your one and only Fumukazi Bomb. Lifestyle 100% Z and Afro. 91.3. Power FM.
Yo, yo, what's good? It's Chilla. And you are listening to Power FM 100% Z and Afro. Hits all day.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
UPND records first wave of defections as 2026 mobilization gains momentum. Zambia targets full IPSAS adoption by 2027 as reform gains momentum. In international news, oil prices rise higher as Iran denies US stocks, deeming de-escalation hops. And in sports news, Senegal appeals to CAF against handing over the AFCON title to Morocco.
And now, Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Soilanja Mulenga. The ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, has received a significant boost to its 2026 election mobilization efforts following the defection of scores of members from opposition political parties. The development unfolded at the party secretariat in Lusaka, where senior party officials welcomed new members drawn from districts including Chilanga, Kauma and Mukushi. The defections are being interpreted by party leaders as a growing endorsement by the UPND's governance record and development agenda. Speaking during the reception, UPND Chawama aspiring candidate Morgan Munda said the party's National Mobilization Committee has reached an advanced stage in the consolidating support nationwide, claiming the ruling party has already attracted over 800,000 new supporters, with efforts underway to surpass the opposition's previous vote base. Mr. Munda pointed to increased political activity across provinces, including the Copperbelt, as evidence of growing grassroots momentum. He further highlighted key government interventions such as free education, the expansion of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, and ongoing industrialization efforts as the major drivers of public support. Among the defectors, Felix Mwene, a former Patriotic Front PF campaign strategist in Kaoma, who said his decision is to switch allegiance was informed by visible development projects, particularly in rural areas. Mr. Mwene re-encountered improvements in schools, infrastructure, including upgraded community schools and improved sanitation facilities, describing them as life-changing interventions for rural communities. Another defector, Dr. Muzaza Musangu, who previously contested at the Luampa parliamentary seat under the Patriotic Front in 2021, cited progress in education, skills development and rural infrastructure as key motivations for joining the ruling party. In a separate development, the Patriotic Front in Livingstone has called for unity within the former ruling party, stressing that its progress depends on leaders working together and avoiding internal conflicts. PF Livingstone District Media Director Chilufya Mwewa said the wrangles in the party are more than the party and has since called on members to remain united. Mr. Mwewa added that it is important for leaders to set aside personal interests and focus on the needs of the people. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwewa congratulated Makhebi Zulu for winning the party presidency and called on him to unite members and provide strong leadership despite the election being petitioned in court faction Secretary General Morgan Ngona. In the meantime, the Patriotic Front youths in Livingston have welcomed the election of Mr. Zulu as party president. District Youth Chairperson Fred Simakumba also noted the need for the party to remain united ahead of the August general elections. In a separate development, government says it has made significant progress in implementing the International Public Sector Accounting Standards, IPSAS roadmap, with full adoption targeted for 2027. Speaking during a training workshop on IPSAS in Livingston, Zika Accountant General Sandy Manza noted that the transition to ACRO-based reporting remains on course, supported by collaboration between government, the Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants, ZICA, cooperating partners and public sector institutions. Ms. Manza, who was represented by Director of Finance at Community Development Thomas Peary, explained that the success of the reform would largely depend on the preparedness of finance professionals across ministries, provinces, spending agencies, local authorities and grant-aided institutions. She said accountants, auditors and finance officers must fully understand that IPSAS work reporting framework and apply it correctly in their respective institutions to ensure a smooth transition. Ms. Manza emphasized that practical execution will determine whether Zambia successfully completes the shift to ACRO IPSAS. And Zambia Institute of Chartered Accounts, ZICA President Yande Mwenye, said the shift from cash-based accounting to ACRO-based IPSAS is not merely a technical adjustment, but a fundamental transformation in how government financial information is recorded, reported and utilized for decision-making. Ms. Yande explained that ACRO-based IPSAS provides a more complete and accurate picture of government operations by recognizing assets, liabilities, revenues and expenses when they occur, rather when cash is received or paid. In another development, ZESCO has concluded stakeholder consultations on the environmental and social impact assessment for the proposed 132 kV Kawe step-down to Mpongwe transmission line project. The 110-kilometer project is expected to improve electricity supply to Kapiri Mposhi, Mpongwe and Masaiti districts, boosting economic activity and improving livelihoods. Speaking during the meeting, ZESCO Principal Environmental Scientist Medika Chande said the assessment is a key requirement under the Environmental Management Act of 2021 and is aimed at identifying and mitigating environmental and social impacts. She noted that some effects are expected during construction, including soil erosion and vegetation loss, but assured stakeholders that mitigation measures such as reforestation programs are being implemented in collaboration with the Forestry Department. Ms. Chanda added that about 47 households will be affected with ongoing engagements in the resettlement and compensation, while the Ministry of Agriculture is assisting in assessing affected crops and fruit trees. Meanwhile, Kawe District Commissioner Lennox Chimwambwa Jr. has welcomed the project, describing it as timely following the country's recent power challenges caused by drought. He says the project will help improve power supply, stimulate economic growth, and support sustainable development in the district. In international news, one of the principal figures convicted in an infamous 2009 stadium massacre in Guinea died in custody Wednesday in the capital Conakry, the West African country's prison service said. Abubakar Siddiqui Diakite, known as Tumba Diakite, was serving a 10-year sentence for his role in the September 2009 killing of 156 and the rape of at least 109 women by pro-junta forces under the dictator Musa Dadis Kamara. He is at least the second person convicted in connection with the massacre to have died in custody following that of Colonel Claude Peavy in January. Peavy was a former colonel and minister in charge of security under Kamara. Diakite, an aide-de-camp to Kamara, was serving as commander to the Presidential Guard at the time of the massacre. Still in international news, oil prices have climbed higher amid fading hopes of de-escalation in the Iran war following Tehran's denial that talks with the United States are underway. Futures for Brent crude The international benchmark rose nearly 2% on Thursday to top $104 per barrel after Tehran dismissed reports of direct negotiations with U.S. President Donald Trump's administration.